Welcome to the latest episode of the People Will Talk podcast. We're standing here outside the Secret Kingdoms bookshop with Maria. How are you, Maria?
I'm very well, thank you.
And special guest Parisa Salasurian, whose book launch is tonight in this very place. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really excited.
Your book is amazing, even though we published it. I think we're allowed to say that.
Thank
because
you.
Because we published it. No. Because it's amazing.
Yeah. So it's a book of poetry, which we'll definitely ask you about that as well. Mm-hmm. But like myself, you're not originally from here. So, what, you know, Madrid, what does it mean to you, yeah. You know?
Well, Madrid means home to me right now. It's my adoptive city in my adoptive country. So I come from Iran, and I left Iran when I was really young. And, Spain, being in Spain has been quite an experience from the very beginning. And I think Spain and I have kind of evolved together. And Madrid has become my favorite city. I love it here. I mean, not everything. I don't like the hordes of people in the center, and I don't do very well in big crowds. But other than that, it's just lovely here, and it's my home.
That's nice to hear, but also like there's a big community of English-speaking people here, so you get to, also you're a teacher, I believe.
Yes.
So do you get to speak maybe more in English these days than you do in Spanish, and like how do you feel about it? Obviously you're completely fluent in both, and I imagine quite a few of the languages as well, probably, so.
Two more languages.
Four languages.
I speak a lot of English these days, and I have for many years, because as you say, there's a big English-speaking community here, and I've kind of always been a big part of it. That has come a lot through the theater, because I'm an actress and a director, and I'm part of a theater group called the Madrid Players, which is an English-speaking group that has been working here for 60 years now. This is their 60th anniversary. So I have been with them for around 20 years. And obviously, a lot of the people around me are English speakers. Also, the people I work with. I work at a school here in Madrid, which is an international baccalaureate school, and everything is taught in English, so that's our main language. I don't feel that I speak necessarily more English than Spanish, but I think maybe I do, and I just don't realize it. But of course, Spanish is my language, really, although my mother tongue is Farsi, which is the language spoken in Iran. So I kind of feel like they're quite balanced.
You mentioned the theater. What's it like being an actor here? And do you think the theater is a well-established cultural scene in the Spanish capital?
So I think trying to be a professional actor in Spain is very difficult. Trying to earn a living with it, it's difficult. And I did try to do that for a few years, many years ago. And then I realized that I started to hate it, because I started connecting it with, you know, trying to make money and not making enough money. And I just decided that I just wanted to enjoy it because I love it so much and it's such a big part of my life. So doing amateur theater is relatively easy here because there are a lot of groups, Spanish-speaking groups, English-speaking groups, French-speaking groups as well. And it's just an easy thing to do, relatively, and also a really rewarding thing to do. And it just really creates a community, theater. Theater is just, it just brings people together. So it's a lovely thing.
So as well as acting, recently as well, you directed a play here, Midsummer's Night Dream. It was a great success. I mean, you sold out and everybody was talking about it, so it was very exciting. Is this something you always wanted to do, directing as well as acting?
So when the first time I directed because I wanted to be a better actor. So I thought to myself, I'm going to direct once because I want to put myself in the position of the director and know how that feels, because that will make me better when I'm acting, when I'm in rehearsal and when I'm on stage. And then I just loved it so much. So this was back in 2007, and I directed the Vagina Monologues. And I was hooked, you know. And after that, I've just been directing as well as acting. So I've kind of done a bit of both all the time. But I think lately I've been directing more than acting, just because when I direct, I can decide that I'm just going to direct. Whereas for acting, you need to be cast in something, you need to audition. So it's not always when you want it, you know. But yeah, I love it. I love it a lot.
And moving from acting to writing, A Thousand Lives is your first poetry collection. So what compelled you to pick up the pen and write and express yourself that way?
Pain. So heartbreak, basically. About 3 years ago, I was going through a really rough time. I was grieving. I was very heartbroken and in a lot of pain. And theater was not helping me in the way that it usually does, because my pain was connected to the theater. Mm-hmm. So I decided, I didn't really decide it, you know. Lately, I'm saying that this book kind of wrote itself, because I didn't make a decision to start writing poetry, and I certainly didn't make a decision to write a book. I just needed to get that out somehow, you know, and I needed to put it somewhere that was not inside my heart. So poetry, I found, was a very effective and fast way of getting really deep feelings out, so that they weren't inside of me hurting me. And I found it really cathartic. And I just started writing. And once I started feeling better, I realized that I loved writing poetry. So then I started writing about other things that were not my pain. And there were happier things. And then when they realized that there were a lot of poems there that could be shared with other people.
Yeah, that was a good thing that happened. But so you've talked about how certain things you couldn't express through theater, maybe, or it wasn't... Not you couldn't express, but it wasn't helping you mm-hmm. to process. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to expressing yourself, do you think, like, does writing and acting give you the same kind of things, or how are they different?
I think they give me different things, but both of them necessary and wonderful. So I think that acting is a much more it's a much more sort of I don't really know how to say it. It's there's a process to it that involves other people, so it kind of becomes sometimes quite raw in your connections with other people, which is a really wonderful thing, but it can also be a really painful thing. All your feelings are exposed in the theater, and you need to expose them, because if you don't, then you're not a very good actor, basically. So to become a good actor and to transcend all of that, the method and everything else, you do need to expose your feelings quite a lot. So that kind of can become quite painful. And I think poetry, what it does is that it gives me a safe space where I can just process my pain myself, or process my happiness myself, or process my pride, or whatever it is that I'm processing. And I don't need to rely on other people to do so. So in a way, it's safer.
And finally, Parisa, what advice would you give to someone who wants to express themselves creatively, either through writing or acting or directing? How can they take that first step if they don't know what to do?
Well, I always say to my students that everyone is creative, and they don't believe me. So I'm going to say it here, so maybe they'll believe me. I think everyone is creative. People tend to think, I hear a lot of people saying, I'm not a creative person. Everybody's a creative person. You just have to find the creative outlet that's right for you. And the only thing that I can say to them is just do it. Just do it. And we were just talking about this before. A writer friend of mine said to me, you can't fix something that you haven't written yet. And I think that goes for every kind of art. You can't fix something that you haven't created yet. So create it, make it exist, and then you can always fix it, make it better, change it, but just do it.
Beautiful words, Parisa. Thank you so much for being with us on the podcast, and best of luck tonight as well.
Thank you so much.